A group trying to recall the governor rallies at the state capitol, saying enough is enough. With a budget deficit of more than $6.6 billion, Wisconsinites Interests Now says the budget problem is much bigger than the governor. Vince Schmucki of the group says the recall Doyle effort has widened its target to include lawmakers in the Senate and the Assembly.
Because what's quite obvious, these are tone-deaf people. They really don't get it. And sometimes in politics, it takes a 2x4 approach across the head to get somebody to wake up.
Schmucki says their recall efforts aim to highlight the budget-making process, which he says is very dishonest. Schmucki says he's had enough of deep into-the-night sessions, behind-closed-door meetings, and decisions without public discussion. Schmucki is urging voters to do more than just visit the polls in November, saying those who have a stake in the process actually need a voice in the process.
We need people who are actively involved, contacting, being physically present, being in the face of their legislators, their senators, and their governor.
Schmucki stresses the dishonest, deficit-laden budget is going to hit our future generations pretty hard.
Those are our children and our grandchildren. They're the ones that will become economic slaves paying off this debt. And this is not a small debt. We actually have a higher per capita debt than the state of California, which I might add is bankrupt right now.
Schmucki says nobody can sustain this level of spending and a corresponding amount of taxing to follow without having destructive consequences to the economy, the state, and the future of Wisconsin. For naysayers, Schmucki explains, when the people no longer trust an elected official with their hard-earned money, a recall is not only allowed, it's their duty. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.